It was really just to write, you know, a yearning to write a book that would be fun and that would have laughter and music and youth and the stupidity and the innocence of youth in it. You know, I love when Yeats writes that gorgeous line, you know, "But I, being young and foolish with her, could not agree." There's a lot of books about being young and not enough about being foolish. And yet innocence is a kind of intelligence. You know, in some ways, I think I had more sense when I was 18 than I have now, you know. And I love music. I suppose the book is intended as a love song to music. There's been a musician or the presence of music in all 8 of my novels, from the first one, Cowboys and Indians, which is about a young guy running away from Dublin in the late 70s to London to make it as a punk rock star. But even Star of the Sea, much more serious book, obviously, but the central character of that book is a man called Pius Mulvey, who's a ballad maker, a song maker from Carna in the west of Ireland. And I think of music as, I suppose, the sweetest of the arts. You know, I'd love to write, and that's all I ever have wanted to do from when I was a teenager. But I don't think there's anything that moves us in quite the way that music does. And we all of us have a soundtrack to our lives. It's often the way that we remember our story, how we grew up and who we were with and when we fell in love and when we lost out and all of those things, the birth of our children, you know, those big moments and small moments in life are often accompanied by a song. So I wanted to write a novel that would be a kind of a tribute to that, a valentine to that, to the power that popular music has in our lives.